Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Amy Coney Barrett will field the final round of questions from senators on day three of her confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Each senator will have 20 minutes to question Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A top Army official is back on the job. He's ending his quarantine after meeting with another military official who came down with the coronavirus.
I just like you to know I've been screened and tested multiple times over the last 2 weeks. I was tested this morning and all negative.
Army Chief of Staff James McConville attending an in-person briefing on Tuesday. He said he was cleared to come back to work and has been tested multiple times. After forcing many businesses in his state to close down due to the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy is announcing a $100 million plan to help small businesses recover.
All of this will help us keep our economy moving ahead and our families working, even as we continue our work to not only defeat the virus, but to deliver even more critical aid to our families and our small businesses.
70 of the $100 million will go towards struggling businesses within the food service industry. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, in a moment that went viral during Tuesday's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy discusses remarks that were made by Boston University professor Ibram Kendi.
Some butthead professor at Boston University says that because you and your husband have two children of color, that you're a white colonist. The implication is that you're a racist and that you use your two children as props. Do you use your children as props?
Senator Kenny, it was the risk of people saying things like that, which would be so hurtful to my family, that when I told Senator Graham this morning that my husband and I had to really weigh the cost of this, it was saying deeply offensive and hurtful things, things that are not only hurtful to me, but are hurtful to my children, who are my children, who we love, and who we brought home and made part of our family, and accusations like that are cruel.
Thousands of Californians could be left in the dark starting tonight. Pacific Gas and Electric says at least 50,000 customers in over 20 counties could face proactive turnoffs for safety as high winds raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E saying the outages could last through late Friday night in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got with us the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. We're talking the one and only, no baloney, James Hurston. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Eyes are all on the Senate confirmation hearing, which is quite an exercise, all the bloviating that'll take place. I just could not help but feel for Amy Coney Barrett being subjected to this kind of scrutiny somehow in the name of a Democratic Republic, James.
Well, it's clear that the Democrats care little about the Constitution and what they care about. Now, they know that Amy Coney Barrett will ultimately be confirmed and will be on the Supreme Court. So they're using the hearings as a campaign rally, if you will, because their primary focus is scaring the American people into voting for the cadaver that's out there running for President Joe Biden by scaring them about their health insurance. That what Amy Coney Barrett is, according to the Democrats, is a plot by President Trump to take away the health insurance. And it's really disingenuous. It's really anti-constitutional. Democrats bringing in giant posters of children and people who are sick and who have various forms of medical conditions, who the Democrats want to appeal to the American people that they will suffer if Amy Coney Barrett gets confirmed on a case that she hasn't heard yet.
Yes, right.
And you know, that's funny because years ago there was a senator who was sitting on the Judiciary Committee, and that senator said, on a confirmation of a Supreme Court judge, we cannot talk about pending cases that are going to come before the court. We can't even ask questions about it. This is inappropriate. That senator's name was Joe Biden, and that was the confirmation of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Boy, the Democrat Party has sure fallen a long way since then. That's when Biden still had brain cells. And so, it's a circus like it always is. The problem is for the Democrats, they really can't find anything legitimate to criticize about Amy Coney Barrett because her record's impeccable, because her judicial philosophy is so well grounded, perhaps the best of any of Trump's nominees, that, you know, she's they're no match for her.
Right.
And so all they're doing is tactical, strategic, and really the Democrats' only hope is to somehow, in their minds, either win or cheat and get their way into power so they can destroy the judiciary by, and this term is unfortunate, by packing the Supreme Court, which means artificially expanding the Supreme Court when in power, so that you create new vacancies and you put in the kind of ideological justices that the Democrats like, which means they destroy the judiciary by turning it into a mini-me legislature.
Exactly.
People who make laws, but who are not elected, who are unaccountable, which is the way the Democrats have initiated their policies, because their policies are so unpopular.
Exactly.
There's no way they can get defunding the police, open borders, the kind of critical race theory that's being taught in institutions. There's no way that they can get this illegal voting, no voter IDs, all these unpopular policies, abolishing ICE, the New Green Deal, without having a mini legislature, which is their plan, which is why both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden refused to answer questions that are very simple and just literally refused to answer about something so important. And we have such a corrupt press that they give them a pass and let them refuse.
Yeah, they're not serving the people at all, James. What the Democrats have done, and they've already shown us what they would do. I mean, they go out and they judge shop, they court shop to make sure that they know what kind of decision they're going to get. And so they get in front of these activist judges, and this is what they've been doing, you know, all along. And they've been able to get away with it in certain Supreme Court decisions. And, you know, that's not enough from them. They want to put a stranglehold on this critical, you know, aspect of our government, the Supreme Court. I mean, it is so disingenuous on so many levels, as you mentioned. I mean, even with pre-existing and even the numbers that they're talking about. I mean, Nancy Pelosi one day says 20 million people are not going to have health care insurance and trying to tag that on. And the numbers continue to get inflated. I think the other day on Chris Wallace, it was like 100 million suddenly. And now that's the number. I mean, the hyperbole of the Democrats and their spirit of truth and genuineness is so compromised. But that's what they do. I mean, they're like the propaganda machine of El Pravda or something.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, we have a moral crisis in this country, and it really begins in the Democrat Party. This is not your grandmother and grandfather's Democrat Party. It has nothing to do with the politics of JFK or of Harry Truman. They have sunk to a level where they're willing to say anything and do anything. And they have candidates that have demonstrated that. You know, Joe Biden is not of sound mind. So if people will say, well, he really doesn't know what he's saying, it's just being fed to him, which may be true.
Yes.
But Kamala Harris knows exactly what she's saying. And so when she's asked a question about whether she's going to artificially expand the Supreme Court, her answer is, I'm going to give you a history lesson. And so she starts talking about legitimate appointments to the Supreme Court that the Democrats disagree with and try to redefine the term packing, which is what all of these honestly dishonest, lying senators on the Judiciary Committee, particularly Senator Chris Coons.
Yes.
And Senator Dick Blumenthal, Dick Blumenthal is known for lying about his military record.
Why does he have any credibility? Why do we even listen to him? Because he flat out lied about it. He didn't come back and even say, hey, I'm sorry, you know, the dog ate my homework and I got my facts confused or something. It's just like, okay, well, we'll just go away. And meanwhile, he keeps getting reelected to office. I mean, how disgusting
for those he represents. I honestly don't believe he does have credibility. And when you ask that question, listen to this. Why does Nancy Pelosi have any credibility? Even more so, why does Adam Schiff have any credibility? Adam Schiff, who now is floating a COVID conspiracy, a really crazy one that the president is out there wanting to infect people. I mean, this is Adam Schiff is truly like he's a sick person posing as a politician. He lied to the American people for 3.5 years, made appearances constantly on MSNBC and CNN. He lied that he had direct evidence.
Got to go to break, James. We'll pick it up there when we come back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Herson, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. As you were mentioning about Adam Schiff, I mean, basically, I guess what we could anticipate is maybe Adam Schiff and Michael Avenatti would go in business together, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, it's like we're in an era of lies. We're in an era where the media lies, where politicians lie, where journalists lie. But you know who the biggest liars are? And this is the subject of my latest article. It's these people that call themselves never Trumpers.
Yes.
Because they self-identify. And we just had an ad out. They thought it was real clever having Billy Crystal and Bill Crystal do an ad together. Billy Crystal being the comedian actor and Bill Crystal being the comedian never Trumper. No, not intentional comedian. But and so the two of them did an ad for Biden. Okay, now, what's striking to me is that Bill Crystal identifies himself in the ad as a Republican and a conservative. If you're a Republican and a conservative, you cannot support an agenda that defunds the police, that seeks open borders, that seeks a major tax increase, a welfare state, that seeks to abolish ICE, and seeks a pro-death, culture of death agenda. You can't be a conservative Republican. And, of course, and reinstating all the regulations that have been deregulated by President Trump and reinstating the terrible trade agreements that have been renegotiated and endless wars. It just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are liars. They are not conservative in any way. They've been unmasked in the same way that Chris Wallace has been unmasked.
Well, I'll tell you, is he out front and center now? I mean, there's no holding back, is there?
Well, Chris Wallace, you know, for a while there, I think what happened is he performed in the most dishonorable and biased way in the first debate. And afterwards, the management of Fox, the CEO and chairman of Fox, commended him, gave him compliments. So they basically gave him the green light, Chris, take off the mask. And I'm not talking about the surgical mask. I'm
right.
talking about the fake Chris Wallace of being a newsman and being objective. You go ahead, go for it. Now, Chris Wallace is a walking Democrat talking point. If
mm-hmm.
you listen to him whenever he appears, you can't distinguish between Chris Wallace and Juan Williams.
Yes.
There's no distinguishing. Chris Wallace, who's always been a registered Democrat, has now feels free to pontificate mm-hmm. and to opine. As a matter of fact, Chris Wallace was the great defender during the beginning of these confirmation hearings of the Democrat strategy of talking about the Affordable Care Act and scaring the public. He defended it. He's the only one that would defend it. There's never been. Each time the Democrats are involved in a procedure, we always say this. We said it in the Kavanaugh hearings. But there has never been an advise and consent procedure by the Senate that was like this, that was turned totally politicized.
Exactly.
And so this is it. So, but Wallace, the talking point, the human talking point for the Democrats, just defends it and opines. So he's no longer a journalist. He's more like Don Lemon than he is like his father, even, Mike Wallace.
Right, exactly. Well, it has been disappointing, but, you know, we're glad that he's out of the closet. Everybody knows him now for who he is. I mean, we've known all along. I mean, you can see, just like you said, the leading questions, the statements, they were very well one-sided. And so Chris Wallace is out there. Whenever there's been any pushback by conservatives on Fox, they're real quick to, you know, rally around him. I guess that's the party line. We got to support our colleague. But let's not talk about the facts. Let's not talk about how often he, you know, interrupted the president combined with Joe Biden. And I spelled out these numbers. When you add up the numbers of times that Chris Wallace interrupted the president and Joe Biden's numbers, they come to parity in terms of the total numbers that that Trump, according to the Fox numbers guys, said that he had interrupted, you know, Joe Biden. But clearly, I mean, that whole debate was such a fiasco because it was, as Donald Trump said early on, oh, I get it. It's two against one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Trump-Wallace debate with this other guy kind of floating around in the background with an earpiece. Mm. But, you know, the thing is, with Chris Wallace, he's gotten into, in addition to being the Democrat talking point that appears on Fox, he interrupts everyone. Mm. He's now Mr. Interrupter.
Right.
When he's in, and they bring him on, it's very clear. On the first day of the confirmation, he was on with Jonathan Turley, who's a liberal law professor who has a degree of integrity and understands the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was those Brady Bunch boxes.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Have, on one side, we have Jonathan Turley. On the other side, we have our guest, Chris Wallace, to do the basically talking points of the Democrats. It amazes me that he thinks it's okay for him to do this. I think Chris Wallace has destroyed any semblance of a journalism brand that he once had.
Exactly.
He doesn't seem to care like most of the media now because they're so marinated in Trump hatred that they're willing to sacrifice their principles, just like the never-Trumpers sacrificed their principles. Mm-hmm. Bitter former strategist, maybe the quintessential one being Bill Kristol,
yeah.
Who now, you know, he was the editor of a magazine that went out of business because no one wanted to read it,
mm-hmm.
Called The Weekly Standard.
Exactly.
And now he has a mm-hmm. website that's financed by left-wingers. His whole movement.
Yeah, but he's a conservative Republican, right? Yeah, in whose dream? What do you make of the Lincoln Project? I hate to even bring them up because, I mean, you talk about the Never Trumpers and these guys who've abandoned the cause of conservatism and the Republican Party. I mean, 60 Minutes did an expose on them. And even Leslie Stahl was, you know, she was beside herself in just a moment, you know, and realizing, you know, she's talking to people that have sold out because they don't like Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, that's what they are. They're sellouts. And they were able to get money from people who hate Trump. They're getting their money. The Lincoln Project, which is probably the best known of all the different never-Trumper groups, is financed in great part from big-time wealthy leftists from the West Coast, a guy that you probably never heard of. Pierre Omidyar is the founder of eBay. At the age of 31 back in 1998, he became a billionaire when they did the IPO of eBay, and he's worth, you know, something between $15 and $20 million, probably $20 billion. I'm sorry, and he's given millions and millions to left wing causes, and he's on record giving money to entities that in turn give money to Bill Kristol's organizations, including the Lincoln Project, which also has gotten money from David Geffen, another Hollywood billionaire out there. So these people are living off of. They are basically getting lucrative donations because of people who hate Trump that are Democrats. And they're helping Democrats. They're helping Democrats elect these very
extreme who else?
I mean, radicals.
How can you abandon, you know, what you believed in as a conservative just on the measure of their differing platforms, James? It is beyond me. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst. Check out jameshurston.com for all the details. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly Insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Amy Coney Barrett will field the final round of questions from senators on day three of her confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Each senator will have 20 minutes to question Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, many parents have decided to homeschool their kids, feeling that the virtual programs provided by their children's schools just aren't adequate. So to help, PETA's Humane Education Division, Teach Kind, is providing a free humane education materials for parents to use at home. Now, kids are naturally interested in animals, so parents can harness this interest to engage even the most reluctant learners during what can be a stressful time. By teaching our kids about easy and important ways they can look out for and help animals, parents can not only motivate children academically, but improve their social interactions, all while fostering empathy, something that provides a lasting and wonderful life lesson. I'm sure you'll agree. With so much going on in the world right now, it's important for kids to know that some things are still within their control, such as how they treat others, including other animals. Lizbeth Yerboga is with us. She's the Teach Kind Program Manager, and she's going to tell us all about Teach Kind right now. Lizbeth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Okay. Tell us about Teach Kind and how it came about at PETA.
Sure. So Teach Kind, as you mentioned, is the Humane Education Division at PETA. We are former classroom teachers, and we work with schools, teachers, homeschoolers, and parents around the country to help them incorporate compassion for animals into student learning. We offer free lessons and materials for grades kindergarten to 12th grade that simultaneously promote empathy for all beings and help kids develop academic skills. Teach Kind has been around for about 15 years now, and it was created in response to a need we saw. Educators were contacting PETA looking for ways to help children develop more compassion. And bullying and violence by young people are happening at alarming rates these days, and Teach Kind is PETA's response to that.
Well, this is a great it's just a great idea where you've brought these elements, the children's natural interest in animals, and, an academic program that can help them and, have these two entities come together and work in such a positive way. And especially right now, I've got to imagine a lot of parents are very grateful for these free materials that Pete is making available for them at home.
Absolutely. We've had a huge uptick in requests for materials from parents since the pandemic started, and requests for help teaching their children. We offer a variety of free resources for students in grades K to 12. And, for example, our empathy-building program called Share the World for grades kindergarten to fifth grade is a step-by-step guide on how to teach kindness to animals. And it includes a video with inspiring animal footage and reading and writing activities. The lessons in this program show children that the golden rule of treating others the way you wish to be treated applies to all living beings, not just humans.
Now, at teachkind.org, parents can access dozens of free lesson plans and activities. Explain to them what is available to them at teachkind.org.
Teachkind.org, you'll find a guide for getting started using our materials, whether you're a traditional educator or a parent. You can also search our online lesson database according to grade level, and we have lots of features on our homepage right now to get the school year going with compassion.
Elizabeth, in your experience with this program, how effective are you finding this program in teaching children about helping animals? How is it motivating them academically? What's your experience so far?
Yes, sure. I've seen firsthand how humane education can help students academically. So, for example, I've had reluctant readers who were frustrated below grade level and avoided reading at all costs learn about the plight of animals, like, for example, that many dogs live chained up outside 24/7, or that elephants may become extinct in their lifetime. And they became so motivated to read that they couldn't get their hands on enough books about animals. And in order for children to develop their reading skills, they need to practice. And if they don't, they'll just fall further behind. So I'm happy to report that in these cases, the students started to improve in their reading and writing levels in large part as a result of their motivation to help animals. And we have materials to help you motivate children in this way on our website at teachkind.org.
This has to be extremely fulfilling for you and the team, Lizbeth, because an idea that's come about and you see it actually, gaining traction and having such a positive response with kids and families, this has to be rewarding for you all.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to work with teachers in schools around the country who are looking for ways to incorporate more compassion into the curriculum. So we work with schools all around the country, from New York to Florida to California, even rural parts of Mississippi. Mm. And everyone is starting to understand that we need this kind of we need this as part of the curriculum. And academics and empathy, they don't need to be mutually exclusive.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Elizabeth Cheriboya. She's a program manager of people for the ethical treatment of animals, PETA, Teach Kind program. She creates lessons and activities that aim to foster empathy for animals and are appropriate for even the youngest learners, along with other resources for educators interested in humane education. Elizabeth, you mentioned this earlier, that this is having a positive effect with social interaction. Explain to our audience how this is affecting, the kids' idea in being kind to one another.
Sure. When children learn kindness to animals, they take a key step toward rejecting all forms of violence and bullying. So I was a teacher in the Bronx, New York for 12 years, and throughout my teaching career, I've seen how incorporating compassion for animals into the curriculum fosters pro-social behavior in students. I've had apathetic students with difficult behavioral issues become the fiercest protectors of animals, which then led to more empathy for their peers. So, for example, I had a kindergarten student who had a really tough home life. His father had been incarcerated. His mother was away a lot. So he took his frustrations out on the other kids. but his natural love for animals shined through his tough exterior. Once he had the whole class watching and protecting an army of ants at a school picnic, and he did the same thing for the pigeons on the playground at recess. Now, I would need to remind him pretty regularly that his compassion for animals can carry over to having compassion for his peers, but even at that young age, he started to get it. There were times when I saw him really think about my reminders and go a completely different route with his behavior.
Elizabeth, as we said earlier, we are living in some trying times. I mean, there's tension, to say the least, that we are all experiencing. And, of course, this is matriculating down to our kids. What are you hearing in terms of anecdotal response from the parents and their support of this program?
Yes. So, as I mentioned earlier, we've had just such a huge increase in requests for materials, requests for help. So we're constantly adding more resources for distance learning and for homeschooling parents on our website. So even if you're a school teacher teaching in the classroom or virtually, or a parent homeschooling your child, you can be confident that using our resources addresses Common Core standards and helps foster empathy in your child.
Well, we've been talking with Elizabeth Cheruboga, TeachKind program manager, along with all these programs that are available to you absolutely free. Elizabeth, as we wrap things up, remind our listeners where they can go for more information.
Sure. So all our free learning resources are available at teachkind.org, and you can find even more ways to help animals in your own neighborhood and around the world at PETA.org.
Elizabeth, thank you for being with us. Appreciate all the help. You take care.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
No. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes. Gallup reported last week 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today under the Trump administration vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't.
Yeah, he did say that, amongst other things. Gosh, I'll tell you, this is very painful because for any of us that have... You know, had the challenge of dealing with parents that start to lose a grip. This is what it reminds us of. And though we have a lot of empathy and compassion for what the Bidens must be enduring right now, what we have to separate and keep clear is that, yes, Joe Biden is a fellow humanoid going through this journey of life, but he's also trying to run for president, not trying. He is running for president. He has been nominated by the Democratic Party to run for president of the United States. And we're thinking that he's going to have the codes, the nuclear codes, Al Parada. Al Parada joins us now. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. What does that bring to mind besides fear?
Fear. Well, yesterday I ended up putting up a story called The Server at the Great American Restaurant. And I made the analogy of a restaurant, a historic eatery, where the food's outstanding with flavors from around the world, and there's this waiter, you know, he'd been a nice guy, genial server, but today he forgets what he's supposed to be doing, he confuses what table he's at, he forgets the basics of the business, he forgets the restaurant's motto, he needs help reading the menu, he snaps at customers who ask questions. He slips money from the till to family members, and they feast on the high hog whenever he's on duty. His hands are dirty. Mm-hmm. His own past supervisors admit his recommendations were usually wrong. His former boss openly mocked him in front of other staff. The same boss urged him to quit. And now he's considered for top management at the restaurant. Who's going to hire this guy? Yeah. Nobody.
Right. Yeah.
That's the situation we're facing with. You're right. We feel I ache for what he's for him, because I know, even from his answer, the answer you played, where he's like, well, if you don't, you know, they probably shouldn't vote for me. He's been saying stuff like that all the way through the campaign.
Exactly.
He really wanted the job. I think he's been pushed into this by, whether ego or family, you know, or to self-preservation because of the scandals he was involved in.
Maybe thinking, yeah, he might protect something. But Barack Obama even told him, Joe, you don't have to do this. And the fact that Barack Obama didn't endorse him right out the gate, and now in the last week or so, Obama may come along and make, you know, some cameo appearances in support of Biden. Biden won't know what to do because now he's not going to be looking at maybe a dozen people and most of them being reporters, because, you know, when Obama comes out, he's going to have thousands of people coming along.
Yeah. And it's been half-hearted all the way for Obama with him. I mean, Kamala's his pick, so mm-hmm. he's probably out there more for her than him, for Biden.
Well, but, you see, now I think you bring up a good point here, and I'm sorry to cut you off there for just a second, but think of his pick. I mean, Kamala Harris is who Joe Biden, or maybe Joe Biden and the collective, picked, but nonetheless, that is his pick. Donald Trump, on the other hand, picks Mike Pence. And at that vice presidential debate, I mean, it was clear. Who would you want leading the country if not Biden, if not Trump? I mean, there's a clear clear selection here, and that is Mike Pence. Not even close.
Yeah, not, and they should have learned something from the primaries when the primary voters didn't like her.
Exactly.
It wasn't that they didn't prefer, they preferred somebody different. They just flat, the more they saw her, the less they liked her. And Tulsi Gabbard, you know, thank God for Tulsi Gabbard, how easily she exposed who this woman is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they saw it and they rejected it. So the fact that the American public at large is doing the same thing after watching her, you know, it is.
Without a doubt. And speaking of Tulsi Gabbard, there is rumblings that Tulsi should be the senator from Hawaii and not Hirono. I mean, Hirono embarrassed herself once again yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, she's just awful. But what worries me about that, I assume you're talking about the question about, you know, have you sexually harassed anybody?
Well, the whole line, I mean, if she didn't have the thing written out for her, you know, she wouldn't even have known, which was interesting because all these senators, almost to include everyone, had copious notes, booklets, things, questions asked, the whole deal. And at one point, they asked ACB, they asked Judge Barrett, you know, what do you have on your notes? Your notepad. She holds up an empty notepad.
She's a beast. I mean, that's a beast move right there. I mean, I mean, even Kavanaugh, who's one of the most brilliant minds, also he had the notebooks because you're dealing with court cases and precedent, all that stuff. The fact she's doing this from memory against these people, especially, you know, when half the room is trying to destroy you, is a beast move. I mean, that's you know.
Yeah, she should have just thrown the notepad out on the floor and walked out, taking a 20-minute break. See ya.
Yeah. Especially when White House goes out. White House, is that his name? Whitehouse. Went 30 minutes his whole time and didn't ask a single question.
Not one question.
How much patience do you have to sit there? I mean, I couldn't do it. You know, it'd be bad.
Yeah, my wife kept asking, "Is there a question in there somewhere?"
Do I have to be here with this? I've got 7 kids. I got other things to do.
Yeah, really. I mean, the kids are. You're not even entertaining the kids here. Okay, come on.
Yeah. Then again, if you have 7 kids, then maybe sitting there listening to a senator is kind of a break.
Yeah.
You know, it's like vacation. It's like Bahamas for her. Maybe that's why she looks so calm. It's
exactly.
You just go.
You have to look at it in such a way that this is entertainment. You can't take this seriously. You just have to just be amused, because certainly, like as you drew reference to, was Senator Hirono's question, you know, about her sex life. I mean, it's like, okay, where are you going with that? You know, is there another letter in Dianne Feinstein's desk drawer that's calling out to you? What are you guys pulling for here now?
Well, that's what I was thinking when I heard that. I thought, okay, either she's totally out of her mind, or she's got some student from 20 years ago who's willing to make up some story about something that happened, you know, years and years ago, that they have somebody in their pocket for something to come out. You know, I mean, otherwise it's just a question. Wait, totally out of blue. So that sounds a little bit like a setup.
Yeah, that's what that was my sense. I just going, okay, what are they trying to pull here? I mean, on top of everything else, I mean, the whole theme and my takeaway, and I was curious because I didn't hear anybody else talk about this, is I wanted to count how many times the Democratic senators said fear or some form or measure of fear, whether it had to do with the Affordable Care Act, which is laughable. I mean, I just wanted ACB once to say, look at, you know, I didn't create this law. And, you know, you've had plenty of time. You've had what, 8 years at least to, reform the law, do some things, you know, with it. And you guys have done nothing. And you bring it, once again, they want to bring it to the Supreme Court to be the savior of the Affordable Care Act. And that's what, Amy Coney Barrett and others, I wrote on this as well, that I thought it was unfair what Justice Roberts did, which was, I think, unprecedented, where he actually came from behind his seat as the Chief Justice and went to the defense side and argued their case for them.
Mm-hmm. The attitude. Now, maybe I'm missing something because a lot of stuff has happened over the last year. But in the Democratic primaries, weren't all the Democratic candidates running away from Obamacare?
Yeah, because they all wanted to go to Medicare for all.
And the only one who came anywhere near defending it was Biden for just a couple minutes. Or
yes.
He was like, but we want to fix it. Everyone
yes.
else wanted to do away with it. And now they're acting as if this was, you know, the Constitution or something, you know, the Holy Grail or something that was being wrecked. It's
right.
Really bizarre.
Well, the whole deal is disingenuous. I mean, because look at the numbers, Al. I mean, what are you talking about? 8 million people are on the Affordable Care Act? And if you remember, the whole reason this was passed, the Democrats, of course, they sold us a bill of goods from day one anyway. So anytime you look back, and I mean, this was the bill that you had to pass in order to find out what's in it. But one of the things I heard repeatedly was there were 30 million people, 30 million Americans that did not have health insurance. And we had to address that issue, and the Affordable Care Act was going to do that. Well, after it passed, my question continually was how are we doing with that 30 million? What dent did we make on that 30 million? Well, I couldn't get a straight answer. And to this day, I still can't get a straight answer, but I do know, even from the Democrats' numbers, 8.3 million people are on the Affordable Care Act right now. 57 million are on Medicare. 153 are on private insurance. And that 153 million is the number that the Democrats want to destroy by forcing them into whether it's Medicare for All or the Affordable Care Act, because that's what they messed up the last time. I mean, this thing was such an abysmal mess, and they couldn't even, after they passed it and realized there were problems with it, because there was so much ego, because this was, after all, this was President Obama's, you know, legacy signature event in his presidency. You know, we had to go through the miserable experience of realizing that the Affordable Care Act was the Unaffordable Care Act.
Yeah, and now it's supposed to be this treasured thing that has to be protected.
That's going to be taken away from you. I mean, the Democrats are, and I really appreciate what Donald Trump, well, actually it was Mike Pence who called Harris into account in saying what you're doing in terms of scaring people and putting some false information to undermine the effort of the federal government in coming up with an answer for COVID, that's not right. It's unacceptable.
Fear is their running mate.
Well, it really is. And again, I'd love to have the number. Maybe the MRC will come up with that exact number as to how many times. But that's what I kept hearing time and time again, that America needed to be fearful if ACB was to be lifted up to the bench. Well, we got to leave it there. Al Parada from thestream.org.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.